Federal prosecutors have decided not to indict New Jersey Senator Robert Torricelli, who's been under investigation for the way he financed his 1996 campaign. Torricelli was accused of accepting expensive gifts and cash in exchange for favors. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
8 months ago, it seemed like the news couldn't be worse for Torricelli. There was the guilty plea by donor David Chang for making $54,000 in illegal contributions. Chang began cooperating with prosecutors. Then there were reports Chang bought the senator expensive Italian suits, an $8,000 Rolex watch, a $4,000 antique grandfather clock. At the time, Torricelli didn't deny receiving the gifts, and he said he knew he was aggressive and had made enemies.
But I have never, ever done anything at any time to betray the trust of the people of the state of New Jersey. Never!
Then came September 11th, after which Torricelli's opinion ratings, like most public officials, began to rise. One by one, prominent New Jersey Republicans announced they would not challenge Torricelli for the Senate in 2002. Then came the best news of all for Torricelli. Yesterday, outgoing U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White issued a terse one-paragraph statement, saying after her exhaustive investigation with the FBI, the IRS, and the U.S. Customs Service, her office would not file charges. New York University Law School's Bert Newborn says the reason why prosecutors are reluctant to bring these kinds of cases is because the whole system is flawed.
Nobody gives a great deal of money to a politician without expecting something in return. And when someone goes too far, over the line, and actually engages in criminal behavior, is such an ambiguous event, since the entire campaign financing system is shot through with that kind of moral ambiguity.
In a statement released yesterday, Torricelli thanked friends who stood by what he called a personally painful experience. He said he plans to put the entire matter behind him. Democrats were gleeful, says Rutgers University's Ross Baker.
I don't know if the corks are popping.
Baker says this one decision outside the electoral arena could drastically affect control of the Senate in 2002.
In this particular case, given the closeness of the numbers 50, 49, and 1, that the prospect of one seat being materially strengthened has got to give heart to the Democrats. I suspect that Senator Daschle this evening is breathing a lot easier.
Torricelli isn't quite out of the woods. Prosecutor White has referred the matter to the Senate Ethics Committee. But there's no question Republican hopes to retake the Senate have been dealt a serious blow. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.